This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Well, welcome everyone to another week here at the Gilas Yisrael Fairways. And as we continue our adventure through Masechtas Kelim, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lilinishmas Basi Bas Rabsham, Ben Avraham Alevi, Peru Bas Ruvain, Lilinishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefur Shalem, Phil Yom Moish Ben Chai, So Yaakov Ben Bas Yalea, for the schus of Avraham and Yom Ben Shema Malk Yudis and family, by Yo Klugman and family, Lefur Shalem, for Moish Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashir Alechan, Basha Shabina, Meir Ben Chai, So they should all have Lefur Shalem, B'sech Shachal Yisrael.
Amen.
So the Mishnah starts up in the 12th Perek, Mishnah Dalet. It's not many Masechtas where you get up to the 12th Perek and you're not even a half finished. But Masmer Hagora, the nail of the blood letter. Hagora is a very interesting way of calling, usually in Shas, we call a blood letter an Uman. But over here it's the Gora. Gora means it takes away, because it takes away the blood. So Masmer Hagora, the nail of the blood letter, I guess, which he uses as a needle, Stame, it's a Kelim, Shel Evan Ashois, the nail that's stuck to the rack of a sundial, that's Tor. Rabbi Tzadik says, no, it's metal and it's Metame. Masmer Hagardi Tame, the nail, the metal piece inside the shutter of a weaver that holds the spool of thread, which is released, is tame. The orange shell garosos, a chest for beans, since it's big and it's stationary, it's a kleyetz osi lenachas. So it's a shaila. Rabbi Tzadik metame. Rabbi Tzadik says sometimes you move it in order to repair it, and therefore it's tame. The chacham say that it's basically stationary and it's kleyetz osi lenachas. It's metar and it's tar. If it had a metal wagon attached to it, then that shall matris, it's made out of metal, and that's tameya. Now, masmer sheskinu liyos peisach v'noyel bay. You fashioned a nail to help you open and close a door. Tame. Also the shmir, this is a cute thing. You know, sometimes people want to make sure they're not sure if somebody went into their bedroom or not, so they put a little piece of thread there, so if it's missing they know that somebody went in. So here he had a nail which he positioned that if it was moved you could see that somebody went into the room. That's tahar. Masmer sheskinulis liyos pesach b'esachavius, a nail that was fashioned to help you pry open a barrel. Rabbi Kiva metame v'chachamim metaron, the chachamim metaron atchiyitzrefeno, until you baked it very well in fire and made it hard so it could really open the barrel. Masmer shel shulchani, the money changer had a shutter that went down onto a bar that was its what the shutter leaned on, and that bar was a horizontal bar that was went through a pole, a vertical pole, a vertical piece of wood that was attached to the ground. And therefore, the question is that therefore that pole really mechubal lekarka? So masmer shel shulchani is tar, because that metal rod is considered really mechubal lekarka. Rabbi Tzadik metame. Rabbi Tzadik says sometimes the money changer pulls it out and uses it for something, and therefore it's tame. And now the Mishnah chazes over three arguments between Rabbi Tzadik and the Chachamim. The first is the masmer shel shulchani, that bar, that horizontal bar that the shuttle rests on, that was went into a piece of wood that was vertical, and therefore it was basically more mechubal lekarka. Rabbi Tzadik holds that sometimes, and the third thing is the orange shell, excuse me, the second thing is the orange shell groisos, the cabinet for beans, or masmer shel evan hashoyis, and the nail of the sundial. In each of these three, as we explained, Rabbi Tzadik metame, Rabbi Tzadik calls it tame, the chachamim metarim. The chachamim say it's tar. Chananya ben Akash Amarat Zekadosh Baruch Hu Zakei Zis Yisrael Lefika Chibalem Torah Mitzvah Shinam Adi Noi Chofetz Laman Tzidka Yadul Torah V'yad.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.